about religion. And sitting there are few world religions Do you know those? Christianity is one. Buddhism is another. What else? Judaism. Islam. Taoism. Anything else? I'm not interested in talking about doctrine of world religion. I'm rather interested in mentioning about what this basic concern of religious mind we all have. Religion, the word religion we are familiar with is rather difficult concept for Oriental people. We don't have that word, religio. Reunite. Like in Christian concept of this religion, Christ is one of the example who reunite human to the God, absolute, since Adam and Eve departed from Garden of the God. It was promised to enjoy eternal life without any suffering, without any limitation so far. You might say paradise, like a little baby is born in some family and have no worry so far, nothing to even think about. You feel just coziness, happiness, in full body and mind. What caused Adam, Eve, they had to take a long journey. You say original sin or first mistake or something like that. If I am a minister, I will put enormous emphasis on this sinful action or something which caused unlimited life to the limited life. Somewhat, something made them to leave the realm of God, care and love, and hardship started. They had to find food, they had to produce food to survive. They supposed to be not this country, not this earth, somewhere else. Many generations followed after, according to Genesis. many centuries later, Christ appeared. To go back to where Adam and Eve came from. That is a basic idea. Buddhism is originated in India quite a long time ago. For revival of Indian native belief, which as long as we know it, about 1,000, maybe another 1,000 years ago, before Christ. As you know, Aryan race, one of the branched off Aryan race came into India, northern India, along Indus River, and another branch of the Aryan went to Iran. What do you say? West. Western Asia, right side of India. Left side, I'm sorry. The Buddhism, we know at least very familiar with is Mahayana Buddhism, which arose from old Theravadin tradition about 500 years of Buddhist tradition, again went down kind of decay in terms of spirit. There were advanced doctrinal teaching, but in terms of real religious activity, real force which can lift you from suffering reality to ideal Mahayana Buddhism, about Christ time, it arose in India. And up to today, most Buddhist belief is seen as a Mahayana, except Zen and Vajrayana you practice today. They think Zen and Vajrayana is not quite fitting to Mahayana, which means it has something to do with going beyond the concept of Mahayana or even Buddhism. That's a little problem here. Now, I do not prefer to talk things generally. My concern is personal question, whether this sitting practice relate to accomplishing your innermost concern of accomplishing your religious life. What do you think? You have You have been struggling on this subject up to today, I think. And so much pain on your legs and body and head, everywhere. Still you don't give up. If I say sitting doesn't accomplish this basic subject, you might be very discouraged. Can you hear?
Seems a harder place than sitting here, even with pain. It's a different kind of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that when I sit on a cushion, I realize much more about what life really is than when I'm in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard for me to find out how to see what I see when I sit in the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting doesn't really satisfy our innermost concern. If we practice with that idea, then somehow we're not really sitting.
This is kind of a corollary to what you just said. I feel like I bring my life to the cushion and sit here and get to live my life on the cushion, thinking about all the things I think about when I'm out there. It feels the same to me. And I wonder why I am sitting here, except that every so often things feel right, everything feels in its place, and I feel very at home here. Feels like the place that I should be, you know, it's a good place to be.
Repeat your speech.
You want me to repeat my speech? Okay. Thanks for asking. My practice helps me establish a framework to understand the events that I've lived through in my life. It helps me feel that upsurge of, I want to live.
You have sattu sometimes, so you feel this is easy. Today was sattu. I'm about a little over 50 now. And only one subject for me up to today was whether this is a way or not. Nothing else was a problem. And study, reading, meeting with teachers, a meeting with so many students, all relate whether this is a path or not. There are many confirmation, many encouragement to confirmation from the past around me in this life. The subject I have been carrying was sitting and absolute enlightenment. It's identical or not. And a few masters in the past confirmed it is exactly identical. I mean, transmission of Dharma is nothing but to sit properly each period. Then you whether you recognize whole view of enlightened world or not, you have been transmitted. It's not something teacher say, good, you did good. It is inner realization and confidence of you. This is a way. And the proof is, more important proof is what you do after sitting among people. We have to express, we naturally express the result of practice. It is hard, much harder work than anything else to express your achievement, then what is enlightenment? I never experienced it, so I cannot tell you. You might say so to me. Because we haven't experienced enlightenment as it should be recognized, we cannot talk about it. Something similar we all experienced, I think. That's why we are here, to sense. Enlightenment is not always blissful. Ecstatic or even always peaceful. It is within human experiential realm, and it goes beyond the realm of human experiential. That is how and why it is difficult to talk about. Another word of enlightenment is truth itself. You say dharma, or in English you say truth, which is only one, no two, only one. So you realize someone speak of it, you sense it. No, it is only one. Isn't it so? And nothing else is real than that. Your existence, essence of your existence shows this, what the truth is. It is not the knowledge, it is the thing which gave you life, to live on this earth. It's hard to say what it is. And usually we object to that boundless life go through with us as a given thing, not your created, thoroughly, totally given to you, and you have a new opportunity to take care of that life. That's where each of us are at. very strange situation we are in. We were given it totally without any condition attached to it, and then we waste it totally most of the time. The more we try to make it wonderful and manifest it good, better every day for others and yourself, the more we are conscious about it, we cannot do a good job about it. Another nature of this is you cannot talk about it to your neighborhood so often. That is a problem. If you start to talk about it or tell about it to somebody, maybe once a year someone might hear you. Most of the time people don't want to hear about it from you. Occasionally we meet someone who can share same topic and talk quietly about it. Problem is you cannot make it as a general knowledge. If you want to make it general knowledge, you have to make some kind of theory, theory to let other people understand and convinced that there is something you experienced. The matter Christ offered his life on the cross is not a big matter. Many, many, many people lived a similar way and offered sacrificed life. That is not a big subject. What the subject is inner relationship of his life to the Absolute. Absolute include everybody, so that through Absolute you relate with others. You don't need to relate with others, essentially. You and Absolute alone, you alone and Absolute alone, it's an essential relationship. And no second person you can bring. And the problem is even a speck of ego you carry with you, you cannot relate. What shall we do? It means you are utterly surrendered in front of this Absolute. Then something you receive. Surrender, we talk about, we don't like that at all. Especially today, surrender doesn't mean much. If you surrender to somebody, you are a stupid person. Surrender, I'm talking about, is complete faith, complete faith in the confidence of somebody. That is related to your recognition of utter ignorance. Two sides of one thing. You are standing this side and completely confused and barely know you are impossible. The one who accomplished and have absolute confidence about truth stand the other side of it, as you become it, so this channel is a absolute trust. Absolute trust has a power. It is not just an attitude or a gesture. I'm not talking something very difficult thing. Absolute trust means you go to McDonald's and order double hamburger or something. When you are very hungry, and you just bite on it as it is served. That's absolute trust. If you say, oh, this grease is so greasy, this tomato has a black dot, this salt is not sea salt. If you say that in your mind, this you start to chew on it little by little. See? That shows your lesser trust, so to speak, while you have a very empty stomach. Your head is causing problems. When you go listen to teacher like this evening, you have same problem. Maybe not. I have the same problem toward the student. Maybe among 100, one among 1,000. I'm going like this. Otherwise, I lose entire effort in vain. But good thing is we can sit together a few periods. That's the best part of our meeting. I was so glad when I found that early morning Shakyamuni Buddha was in the full lotus position. When I met with manuscript that he was sitting at that time, I was so happy. And then when I came to see Dogen Zenji's statement that Buddha Dharma and one period of sitting, whoever sits, it's identical. There was a seal on the sitting. Confirmation. Nobody else confidently spoke about it unless occasional experience, maybe one, twice, two period during intense session, you feel that this is it. Every day sitting is like warming up exercise. Feels somewhat you are getting close, but a lot of more important things to do, so you have to get up. As soon as you get up to start doing something, you completely forget what you have started. You don't mind if you are enlightened or not. Until you are exhausted and cannot move, you work hard, and then you, before you start to cry for exhaustion, you find yourself in bed. That's the truth. When you brush your teeth and wash your face, maybe sitting today. No, I don't have any more time. I have to go to office now. And you run to the car without breakfast, something like that. I want you to not to miss the moment of sitting. As I said today, go with breath. Three breaths make you feel already sat in a couple of hours. Breath has that kind of power connection point between your state of physical state and mind state, emotional, mental emotional state of mind. So you don't need to force your breath to reach to perfect ones, but just to blow your exhalation out.